It's time to take a spin around Wisconsin and find stories you might have missed. Here's Spinning the State on Spanning the State with Kristen Bry and Brian Noonan.
Yes, it's time to take a spin. We do it every day after the 2 o'clock news. And if you miss any of the details, then text the word SPIN to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line 855-616-1620. All right, let's see where the wheel sends us today.
Oshkosh.
All right. Well, Kristen, you'll find this interesting because you work with a newspaper. In fact, the parent company of the newspaper in this story, because local journalism used to be the lifeblood of a community. In recent years, newspapers have closed, merged, or cut local coverage altogether. Some news organizations, though, have survived and continue to serve and inform their communities. That's the case with the Northwestern, Oshkosh's daily newspaper. The Northwestern, which we have used for many stories
Certainly.
Here on Spinning the State. They won 6 awards in the 2024 Better Newspaper Contest. Among the awards, reporter Justin Marville earned his first place award in the general news story category for his article about the Wisconsin Herd no longer wanting to work with Oshkosh Arena's then owners, which we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Marville also took second place in the sports feature category for his article about Oshkosh native and NBA star Tyrese Halliburton's visit to the city. And because Justin Marville is just burning things up, he won 2 third-place awards for other stories.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So he got those. And then photographer Gary C. Klein placed 3rd in the general news photo category for a photo from EAA Air Venture. The Northwestern competes in Division B, which includes newspapers with daily print circulation of 9,999 copies or less. The WNA Foundation is a not-for-profit created in 1980 that works to improve Wisconsin's newspaper enterprises. So
nice.
Congratulations
Very
to
cool.
the Northwestern.
And to Justin Marville.
That guy, he's
cleaning up.
I think he might be eyeing a bigger market. Not that he doesn't like Oshkosh. What's not to like? All right, let's spin again.
Lake Mills. All right. Well, the mission of Special Olympics is to provide year-round sports training and athletic competition in a variety of Olympic-type sports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. The athletes put in hundreds of hours of training to compete in their chosen events. All that work has paid off for Annie Mulligan of Lake Mills. Ooh. Mulligan won a gold medal March 14th in the 100-meter snowshoe competition at the 2025 Special Olympics World Winter Games in Italy.
Nice job.
Mulligan, who's 28, finished just ahead of Luxembourg's Kathia Jacobs. Mulligan also won a silver medal in the 400-meter snowshoe relay. Her 3 teammates were Diane Cunningham from Oklahoma, Candy Blessing from Maryland, and Amy Wolmershauser, also from Oklahoma. The Leader Independent reported that Mulligan is the only representative from Wisconsin on this year's Special Olympic USA team at the World Winter Games. Addie Teeters, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Special Olympics Wisconsin, said, quote, "The entire Special Olympics Wisconsin family is completely overjoyed that Annie had such success. We are proud of her for attending the games, and then for her to achieve such success with her teammates is incredibly exciting."
That's terrific.
It's very cool.
It's very cool. And
snowshoeing.
Yeah. And
another sport that I've just never really ventured.
I wouldn't mind it. I'd try it. I find it strange that 2 of the women on the snowshoe relay team are from Oklahoma.
Not a snowy state, usually.
No.
Yeah,
no, you would
good
think,
point.
But,
not quite as weird as the bobsled team from Jamaica, but
no,
you know.
But close. I'm going to put it a close second. Well, listen, that's spinning for today. If you missed anything, text SPIN to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. And if you want, just to subscribe to the podcast, and then you'll get Spinning the State every day, along with our show and everything else. So when we come back, Kristen has you. This is a something that I know you feel very strongly about, our next guest.
Yes.
So we will, you want to tease it?
Sure. So, I'm interested in this. So House of Bridges kicked off a crowdfunding campaign today because Ooh. It's going from a pop-up dining experience to trying to find a home and create a third space for the LGBTQ community in Milwaukee or the Milwaukee area. And I feel like the timing is really good because this is it, as we talked about last week, close unexpectedly. And also, what I'm really interested in is their reason for doing a crowdfunding campaign instead of taking out a bank loan or taking out different grants that might be available. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Chef Vanessa Rose as she kicks off her campaign today. So stay tuned on Spanning the State.